We had about an 18-hour one-way drive each direction, and I'll say this just to get them off started. We had a Friday night meeting when we got there late Thursday night. Then we had a Friday night discipleship meeting in Canyon State Wireless. Then we had a Saturday morning prayer meeting with some guys up on the hill. And then we went down to the border on Saturday. Sunday morning, we went to Greg's church, their fellowship there, and supported them. And really, all of us got to be involved in the service and do things and work with that group. And then Sunday, we got to go spend some more time with Richard and his wife, KJ, which I always like to do because they need a lot of love and encouragement and support. So we always try to do that. But having said that, I'll just let these guys take turns sharing what they've got on their heart.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to Bruce for allowing me to go, and of course the church. It was something that I had always thought I wanted to do, is go down and see actually what you see on the news and stuff. And I never had to travel that area of the country, so it was really a good experience for me. There was a lot of, I guess, heart issues that I had to deal with too, and that is to see the people down there that had pain, and there was a lot of people down there that you could tell that had really gone through a lot. But at the same time, you could see them rallying together, just like we do here in Oklahoma during the tornado or anything like that. And of course, there's a lot of other things that I learned through the trip. One of them, that Bruce has an order about him, and a lot of you probably don't know. And of course, one of them, I know you know, God is probably number one in his life. I think he pretty well showed that, you know, family is the other. But the third thing you may not know, Mexican food is his thing. So if you want to go with Bruce, take him to a Mexican restaurant. You know?
Amen, brother, amen.
The other thing is, if you go out on the road and you want to do some traveling, go with Bill, because this guy knows his restaurants. And he also knows his food. He knows how to pronounce things that I didn't even know that there was words and letters that you put together. And of course, the other thing that you can remember too is that you can find out that you can sleep with Bill in the room if you have enough pillows you can put over your head. So
in the future, we'll try to have snoring and non-snoring accommodations. You know. Yes.
Another thing is that we had a great time. We had the men's meeting, and like I said, I did learn a lot about that. And Bruce did something that was really neat, that he did an interaction thing where he would line us up in three groups, or ask the people if they were shepherds, or if they were people that would go out and find things that were, you know, who did this, and more of us detectives. And then the other one was preparers. And people that prepare and learn from what that you experienced and everything. So, you know, I got a lot out of the whole trip and really enjoyed it. There's one thing that Bruce shared at the mountain, and it was in Psalm 68 that really spoke to me quite a bit. It said, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish before God. But the righteous be glad, let them exalt before God. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness." And like I said, I think that spoke volumes to both, for all of us that was there. But anyway, I just want to say thank you for allowing us to go, and we did have a good time too.
Amen.
Well, I can just echo everything that Eldon and Bruce said, except perhaps the sleeping arrangements. As Bruce said, Eldon's truck was extremely comfortable for the first 12 hours. The last six, all of the seats turned to concrete. But we did have a good time. We met some wonderful brothers out there. And I guess as I've reflected on the trip, And I, again, I appreciate the trip too. I was really looking forward to it, and I really enjoyed it, and I appreciate the opportunity to do it. And as I reflect on the trip, one of the things, I hope you're all sitting down, but our government is not telling us the truth about everything that's going on down there.
No. Really?
I'm sorry. I have to tell you. But the other thing I thought of after we got back and just have been reflecting on it, when we were at Richard Hodges' house, this trip, he had set, since the last trip, he had set up a 16-camera observation station of his property. And these 16 cameras were fed into a 4x4 matrix on his widescreen TV and his computer and everything. And basically, 24 hours a day, the video from those cameras is set up and watching that. And I got to thinking, that's a hard way to live, when 24 hours a day, you're watching for problems on your own property. That's a difficult thing. And the other thing that I thought of too is the word tinderbox came to me. And as you can see from the photographs, that part of Arizona is a tinderbox. It's not lush and green like green country that we live in here. In fact, Richard had 375 acres there, and he could have probably grazed up to three cattle on that. The land was so fertile. But the area is a tinderbox, which you saw just a couple of matches, and there goes a quarter of a million acres, or whatever the acreage was. But reflecting back on Richard's security system, these are ranchers. Somebody might call them rednecks, except we can't call them that here in Oklahoma. But these people drive around in pickups with a rifle in their back window, and they have open carry, so most of them have weapons strapped to their hip. And to me, that sounds like it could potentially be a tinderbox in itself. If the government isn't going to protect them from these people, sometime they're going to take it into their own hands, and that would be a disastrous issue. So I think we really need to pray for them. We really need to pray for that area. We need to pray for the people there. We need to pray for our nation, for all of the things that are going on, like Amanda shared on this conference going on. It's just that all of the things that are going on, we should be praying for our nation constantly, and it would be good if we could gather and have corporate prayer for the nation on a regular basis.
I agree. That'd be great. Thank you. I'll share one last thing, and then if anybody has a question or anything, we can do that. As you probably heard, against the protests of our federal government, Texas executed a Mexican murderer who raped and murdered a 16-year-old girl 20 years ago. And his last words before he received the lethal injection, he shouted, "Viva Mexico! Viva Mexico!" twice. He came here as a toddler. He grew up in America. He doesn't remember living in Mexico. But there's an attitude that is, we don't get it. We just don't. It's hard for us to believe that Islam hates Christianity and Jews and all that. It's hard for us to believe that people hate America, you know, because what we don't realize what we've ever done to them. They believe we stole their land. They are taught in school to hate us and to take back the southwest part of our nation. And their loyalty is not here. Now, I'm not talking about everybody. You probably have friends and know people who are here from Mexico that are fine people and all that. I'm not talking about those people. But you can't write off the bad guys because you know a few nice people that came from Mexico. It's not a racial thing. It's not an anti-Mexico thing. It's talking about it's a dangerous thing. And I am concerned, talking about praying, I'm concerned that because of this execution, there could be retaliation coming from that side of things, whether it be more fires or whatever it might be. So I really, and that's just one front. We're not even talking about all these other China and different things. I would love to get together and have a certain day or night that we come together and pray for our country on a regular basis. Let's just figure on setting that up. So I wanted to say that and just say, please keep Bill and Carmen and all the folks down in Arizona in prayer, Richard and KJ Hodges in prayer. Just kind of let the Lord bring them to your heart as you think about Arizona. And pray for the work there. We want to establish a strong church that will stand against the gates of hell and preach the truth in a place that tries to sweep the truth under the rug a lot. We need a strong church down there. So, having said all that, any questions or thoughts? I thought I saw a hand, but